Calling all my Asian squad everywhere! It is time to put a spotlight on our story! Welcome to your dose of inspiration with me, Richard Juan. Our second guest for today is a Vietnamese-Canadian online star with over 9 million followers on TikTok. She's an all-rounded content creator. She writes, she directs, she edits, and shoots videos. She started her career in content creation by making online skits and online shows via YouTube. She now chronicles her life and expresses her creativity via her new YouTube channel, Linda Sundays, and of course also on TikTok. Folks, let us all welcome the TikTok star, Linda Dong. Hi, wow. Linda.
Hi, thank you. I'm when people say TikTok star, it definitely like it's new to me. I don't know. It's different. I'm like TikTok star. I don't know. I feel like I just post like super random videos of my life on TikTok.
Well, at 9.2 million followers, that definitely is a star.
Oh, well, thank you. It sounds nice. Yeah.
So how's everything in Canada? Like, how's the situation going? Like, is everything safe? Are you guys vaccinated yet? Like, how's everything there?
Yeah, no, it's madness. It's chaos, you know? So I'm just, you know, locked in my room. So that's what it is. No, actually, well, right now, currently in Canada, it's they're like the cases are about like 400 a day. And so I think because I live with family, I just think it's like a better idea for me to just stay home than to go out. So I've literally been home for like almost a year in my room.
Talk about how we met. I remember I started seeing your stuff on Instagram, on my Explore page. It was hilarious. Started following you, and then I think you followed me back, and then we started just talking, replying to stories, and yeah, and then we had a collaboration for YouTube. I think that was one of your last videos, right? One of the last
Yeah.
videos,
I just stopped ever since then, you know. After collaborating with you, I'm like, no more videos. No, just kidding.
Oh my god, so it's my fault.
I'm like, I'm never making videos again. I'm just kidding. No, it was super fun, the video we did together. It's okay to not be okay parody.
Yeah. That we took social distancing to a whole new level. Like social distancing collaboration to a whole new level. So yeah, so what made you stop doing videos? I mean, on YouTube then, I guess. Let's start with that.
Yeah, I would say that I've done YouTube for about 8 years or so, I would say, really like vigorously. I was writing every day, filming, and I would have to say it got to a point where it was, I think, it put a lot of stress on me because I would be finding locations, finding people to act in the video, writing it, sometimes editing myself every single week. And I found myself kind of being like, this is a little too much for me to constantly do. And then it kind of started as I'm just going to take a break. But then I realized that I think, you know, mentally, I felt like I needed to let go, even though that sounds kind of sad. Even though I love it, it was hard. It was definitely really hard for me to do YouTube. And I never really told anyone that, because people just felt like, oh, you're doing making videos. That's so fun. It is super fun. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm meeting people and everyone's super awesome and everything. But mentally, it's really hard. It's really hard kind of like balancing everything.
Because you had a channel where it was Linda Production first, Linda D Production. Mm-hmm. And then you then moved on to Linda Sundays. And then now you're completely off it. Like, what happened? Yeah. Like, why?
Doing skits and then turning to kind of like becoming more like vlog style. I kind of ideally just wanted people to get to know who I am, but I felt like even though I was on YouTube, I felt like I wasn't fully myself. And so when I found TikTok, I'm like, wow, people are really kind of like being more themselves. And like, even though like I am myself on Linda Sundays, I think you've seen my videos on TikTok. I'm like straight up messy hair bun. I'm in my sweats. I'm in my hoodie. I'm just saying it how it is. And I really enjoyed being, you know, doing that.
The content you create on TikTok right now is very relatable to a lot of people, which is why I think you gathered like 9.2 million as of right now. And how do you find inspiration when it comes to like creating those content? Is it really just what's your process? Is it like a process where you really think about it, or is it just, that's just really who I am, you know?
I would say it's half and half. I would kind of go about my day. Like ideas always come to me when I'm walking towards somewhere. Like if I'm going from like my room to the kitchen, there's an idea and I'm like, oh my gosh, I should do that. And so I would write it down or I would film it right away. But yeah, sometimes when I sit down and think, the ideas just don't come to me. I think just kind of living everyday life and pulling inspirations from there really helps.
Yeah. Like, I think that's amazing because I remember seeing so many videos where I'm like, oh my God, that is something that I think of. But how did I not think of that idea too? Which is why I really applaud you for that. The way you make it is like, oh my God, that is so on point. Especially to us Asian, I mean, I can't say Asian Americans, but Asians in general. I think a lot of your content hits right into the point where, oh my God, that is how our lives are. Like, since, you know, the fact that you said you take inspiration from your everyday life, is that how you are? Is that how your household is? Despite the fact you guys are, quote unquote, more westernized than I am, because, you know, me living in Asia for the last 28 years of my life.
You know, I would say I have the best of both worlds. So my parents are from Vietnam, born and raised, and they moved to Canada when they were about 30 years old. And so they're still, you know, I would say they're still like culturally like Vietnamese. And so I kind of have, being like raised in Canada, I have the best of the both worlds culturally.
What about, you know, you said your parents are very Asian, and of course there's a stereotype saying that all Asian parents want you to be doctors, want you to be lawyers, accountants, businessmen. How were they, how did they react to you when they found out that you're more into art? Like, were they against it at first, or were they like, hey, you know what, do what you want, do what you love, go ahead?
But yeah, they kicked me out of the house actually for a month. And I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, they didn't. I thought you were serious. Okay.
No, so basically, yeah, I think when parents wanting people to be like doctors and accountants and all that stuff, you know, it makes sense because they just want us to, you know, have a good job and all that stuff. But I think ideally you just kind of have to, I told them that, can you give me 4 months and can I prove to you that I could do this? And so can I actually, yeah. And so that being said, I think in that 4 months, I actually won an award for social media in Vancouver. And they were there and they saw that and they're like, wow, like, I guess you can do social media. And ever since then, I've just been doing it. I would say before then, I was like studying and I wanted to just be a graphic designer. And I would say it's still like in my life that I'm like doing design and all that stuff. But YouTube and like social media is definitely what I like really enjoy doing.
When did you realize that you want to pursue this whole content creation life?
I started really young. Like when I was 14, I was already recording videos in my room.
So you knew that you wanted to do content stuff as young as 14 years old. Like, you wanted to do videos for YouTube already that time? Or was it just like for fun, or you just wanted to be in the whole, let's say, TV, video production side of things?
Yeah, I would say when I was 14, I wanted to be an actress. Like, I wanted to be on TV, in movies, but watching YouTubers at that age, it was like, it seemed possible. Like, I could maybe create content and do what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so I think that really started the whole journey of making my own content and creating.
Did you have any fears, like, when you were getting into it? Like, putting that first video out on YouTube, you know, something without a proper audience yet. Did you have some sort of fear, and if you did, how did you overcome that?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is that I actually don't get scared of posting and putting myself out there, which is weird. I don't know how to explain it, but I think when I started YouTube, I just posted it because I wanted to. It wasn't like, I'm not too sure. I don't know how people are going to see this. I'm like, I'm just going to see what happened. And that's kind of, from there, it's kind of kept going.
And that's the same with TikTok. Like, as in, you just put whatever the hell you want to put out. You don't really care. Like, I'm like, I like this. This is funny. This is fun for me. I'm just going to put it out.
Yeah.
Wow. That honestly is a hard mentality to have. It's something that I'm working on. I'm working towards. Like, as in, I want to be able to be like, you know what? Whatever. I'll put it out. Because it's hard. Because don't you have the fear of, like, people judging, oh my God, this is so stupid. Like, or you just never really cared.
You know, like, it's weird how, like, I don't really think about that sometimes. How people would see me. I just kind of, like, you know what? I think this is funny. My friends think it's funny. I'm gonna post it and see what happens. And that's kind of how I think. I don't know. I just kind of just do it.
So is that how the character was born, like on TikTok? Because I remember when I first followed you, it wasn't Fuckbic yet.
Yeah, it was just Linda D Productions or Linda Dong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuckbic started, well, so very interesting story. I started TikTok a year ago and I was creating content. I was basically like doing the skits, like Linda D Productions, but in short form skits and like videos, like meme videos and all that stuff. And actually there was another TikToker that was making fun of me. So he actually duetted the video, posted it on his TikTok saying women aren't funny. And all his comments were saying, oh, she's so funny. Like, she's trying to be funny. This girl needs to, like, get off TikTok. And
oh my God.
All their commenters, I was at 300,000 followers at this time. And
yeah.
Everyone, all his fans actually started, like, attacking my comment section and saying, like, women aren't funny. You're not funny. Oh my God. I got the whole squad laughing. And but then their face, that, you know, that emoji where it's like they're not laughing. So that actually affected me so much. I was like, this, I'm being bullied pretty much. Like, this is, I've never had this before.
You were,
it was
yeah.
literally like 1,000 comments. And just seeing that comment section of that other creator doing that, I'm like, wow, this really sucks. This is not even a joke. Like, this is like, this hurts, right? And so I actually stopped doing TikTok for like 2 months. I was like, wow, I don't want to do this anymore. This kind of sucks. And it's interesting because like before I would just post content, right? And I'm just like, oh, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But like when somebody like attacks you like that, claiming it's a joke, it's like, that's not a joke, dude. That's just me. You're being mean. That's not nice, right? And so I got out of that. I had a conversation with, I would say, there's a couple people, like friends that talked me out of it and be like, you know what, Linda, you should start posting again, you know? And so...
Yeah.
When I joined back TikTok again, I'm like, you know what? I want to be somebody else. I want to, like, maybe be a new character or, like, be an alter ego or whatnot. And so that's when Fuckbic kind of blossomed. And I just went full on a different person. And, yeah. And now, you know, we're here 9.2 million strong, which is amazing.
Damn.
Like,
I am
super
so
grateful.
Proud of you. That is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm super honored that, you know, that many people want to support me and follow, like, my TikToks and all that stuff. And it's really crazy that that happened. Like, I almost quit, like, 2 months ago. Like, during that two-month period when that happened at 300,000, like, supporters. So it's crazy, you know?
But let's go back a little bit. What made you really decide to come back? Like, I mean, the fact that, you know, you said your friends go like, hey, you know, you gotta post more, but like, what made you really go like, you know what, I can still do this, I can face the fear and be okay with all these, because these people can be harsh, you know, like they can put really harsh words, and I've seen a lot of these bullying happening on TikTok. So yeah, what how were you able to get out of that hole?
I think it's just the passion I have for creating. Like, I love creating, I love making people laugh, I love having that, you know, community of people talking, sharing content. And I think that really drove me to, like, keep pursuing and creating content. And so I was like, you know what? That guy can make fun of me, but I'm going to keep going. And so I did. And so, yeah.
You currently have 9.2 million followers. How do you feel about this whole thing? Of course, you know, besides being grateful. And of course, what's next after this? You know, are you going to bring this character to a... To back to YouTube maybe, or do something with this character, or is it all just going to be on TikTok?
I definitely want to bring, I would say, alter ego, you know, because it's like a part of me now, I feel like. I would say bring it to the next step, and it's like possibly like writing something, have Fuckbic in a series or a TV show. Like, I could totally see Fuckbic as a character on a TV show, like some sassy person, you know, like. And so that being said, I would say that I'm kind of going with the flow right now, seeing what happens. There's a lot of opportunities that are coming to me right now, which is like amazing. So kind of just going with the flow, really. But I think hopefully I would love to be on a TV show or movie acting.
Good. So what can you say about Asian representation right now, especially in the content creation space? or maybe even, let's say, in the bigger screen, of course, you know, with the whole Crazy Rich Asian, with the whole K-pop phenomenon and all that. What can you say? What do you feel about Asian representation now in the mainstream or even just in the content creation space first?
I think it's great. I think a lot of people are more open to creating content. And I feel like probably 10 years ago, not a lot of people were doing that because I feel like a lot of they were raised in a traditional home where their parents were like, you need to do this and this to succeed in life. But it's like, no, you don't have to. You can do what you love and you just have to work hard at it, really. It's really what it is. And so I think now definitely seeing more Asian representation on the big screen, which is awesome because there's so many people. Before watching on screen, it would only be like Lucy Liu, you know, and Jamie Chung. And like those are the only two, I would say, Asian women that I remember growing up being like, oh yeah, like I want to be like them. But now there's so many people that it's just like for the younger generation, they can be like, I aspire to be that person because now it's like possible. So it's great. I think it's coming along. You know, it's happening, which is great. And yeah.
So Linda, something pretty amazing happened on TikTok. Some very special big celebrity singer duetted you, commented or something. Tell us about it.
Oh yeah, he I wish he duetted. Oh my goodness gracious. So yeah, so Charlie Puth, he just did instrumentals for I would say a new song or something, and in the caption says, "Would love to hear your lyrics duet me." And so I saw that video and I'm like, that sounds fun, let me do it. And so I literally sat in my room for like 40 minutes thinking of songs, listening to the music, and then recording it, putting it on TikTok. Literally about like 8 minutes later or so, he commented. Yeah.
That
it
fast?
It was oh quick. God. He commented really quick and I was freaking out. I was like, Charlie Puth saw this and he said it was like good. It was interesting because it was like a question mark, but I think it was like a good sign though that he commented like good. And so I know I was freaking out because I love, you know, We Don't Talk Anymore. That's like, I'm obsessed with that song and I feel like he's so talented, and for him to say that and comment that on something that I was singing along to and like I like wrote, it was like, wow, that's so cool. And so yeah, couldn't sleep for like a day.
Well, maybe there might be a collab with him somehow in the future. Hey, fingers crossed, you know, let's pray for that.
You know, yeah, I think that like just even having the audience reaction that people enjoyed it made me think like, oh, maybe I should start writing songs, because like I've been writing scripts, right? And so now writing it into songs, it's a different field for sure. But I definitely think I could maybe do something like that, like starting to write songs. That'd be really fun, actually. I'll start tomorrow.
And you enjoy singing. And you enjoy singing yourself.
I do. I like music. Thank you.
So with that said, I think this is the perfect time to segue to part two of this podcast, which is what I like to call Guess the 90s Singer, because at least I am a 90s baby. I'm not so sure about you. You might be a...
What do you mean? I'm 2000s. What?
Yeah, 2000s. I think you're a naughties, like not a. You're a naughties baby, but yeah, I'm going to read some lyrics, and from some popular 90s song, and all you have to do is guess the singer, and ideally maybe sing that line too.
Okay.
Today is gonna be the day that you're gonna throw it back to you.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Okay, who sang that though?
Oasis.
Who sang that? Well done. Okay, let's go on to another one. Okay, here is. No, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely.
Oh,
shit. It's quite a popular one.
No, you are part of me. Is it Christina Aguilera?
Nope. She starts with the letter M. Her name starts with the letter M.
Mandy Moore?
No. It's by Mariah Carey.
Oh,
always be my baby. Always be my baby.
What part did you say?
No, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely.
Oh, you'll always be a part of me. I love you definitely.
Yes, there we go. There we go.
Oh, damn it.
It's okay. It's okay. You're not a 90s baby. You're a 2000, so I think that's why.
You know, it happens when you're born 2002, you know.
Yeah. Oh, God. Same. Actually, no. I'm born in 1980, so. Okay, let's go for one last one. One last one. We got right here. If you want to be my future, forget my past.
Spice Girls.
If you want to get with me, better make it fast. Let's go sing it.
Get you that together with it. Oh, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. So tell me what you want. Yeah.
All right. I think that's good. I think you got most of it. But before we let you go, what's your message to, let's say, the content creators out there, or the aspiring content creators, or people who even just want to be in this industry? What is your message for them, and how can you inspire them to do better?
Ooh, do better as a human being?
Or no, as a content creator, you know, what can motivate them and continue to do it?
I would say you cannot let someone else limit your own success.
Ooh, that is deep. That is true.
Yeah. So
thank you so much, Linda, for that. Like, I think that's something to really think about, the fact that you started again and look where you are now. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best part of this. That's the biggest lesson I think most of us can learn from you, is it's okay to start again.
Yeah.
You get bullied, you want to quit, you want to start again, boom, look where you are now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, it's super amazing that people want to support me and follow me as well. So that's them too, that they made me very happy, you know, helping me and kind of helped me a lot through my times during this pandemic, because I was like super, I was super alone, but I definitely feel like I have a TikTok family now that's so fun. And yeah, so super happy, super grateful that they're in my life. My Fuckbic family, they're the best.
I love it. Thank you so much, Linda, for joining us today for today's episode. And I hope a lot of you guys listening right now have actually, you know, got inspired to kickstart that content creation journey. Yeah, for that, we are grateful again for having you here with us today, Linda. Thank you so much. And that's all the time that we have today. So hope you guys enjoyed your dose of Inspire Asian with me, Richard Huan.